The following talk is from Ever's Desperation. Awareness, devotedness, soulfulness, and selflessness. These are my lifelong friends. Awareness has transformed my animal life into human life. Devotedness has transformed my human life into divine life. Soulfulness has lengthened my divine life, and selflessness has immortalized my divine life. On the physical plane, my awareness friend has made me smart. My devotedness friend has made me bright. My soulfulness friend has made me pure. My selflessness friend has made me sure. My awareness friend stands at my heart's door and prevents ignorance from entering into my heart room. My devotedness friend tells me always to be thankful and grateful to the supreme pilot within me for what he has unconditionally done for me. My soulfulness friend helps me identify myself with God the Creator, God the Creation, God the One, and God the Many, to enjoy supreme oneness with the Beloved Supreme. My selflessness friend helps me always to become consciously part and parcel of God the Creation and a surrendered instrument of God the Creator. My selflessness friend tells me that today's unrealized and unfulfilled man is definitely going to be tomorrow's realized and fulfilled man. The consciousness ladder has four unique rungs: awareness, devotedness, soulfulness, and selflessness. The consciousness ladder that unites Earth's cry with Heaven's smile is for the seeker in me. When I step on the first rung, awareness, my ignorance friend of the hoary past looks at me and is amazed, totally amazed, that I have stepped on the awareness rung. Finally, it disappears in utter frustration and failure. When I step on the second rung of the consciousness ladder, devotedness, the ignorance dream that once upon a time tortured my very being and existence is no more. The ignorance dream cries for transformation. It cries to me to transform it into wisdom reality. When I step on the soulfulness rung, the world of frustration, worries, anxieties, and utter failure stands before me for its improvement, progress, and radical change. When I stand finally on the selflessness rung, I become inseparably one with what the world has and with what the world does not have. What the world has is an inner cry. What the world does not have is a soulful smile from the ever-transcending heights. There is only one outer world. And this outer world is my preparation world, which is found upon my own awareness, devotedness, soulfulness, and selflessness. Oh.